おい、どうしたんだい？おいでよ。
どうしたんだい？来いよ。
来いよ。
So hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast Marathon Attempt Number 4. So we're going to be doing a 5-film marathon on Yasujiro Ozu. And we're going to be starting out this week with his 1959 comedy, Good Morning.
Oh, is this a comedy?
It's billed as a comedy. Good Morning, otherwise known as Ohio in Japanese.
Chicago.
Which is about two boys who refuse to speak because they have an argument with their parents about wanting a television, and their parents tell them, like all parents should, stop shouting at me, you're a child, we're not getting a television. And the movie goes from there. There's actually more to this movie, because I actually found it interesting, because when I picked this movie and I was going through all of the information trying to make up a list of movies for this filmmaker, everyone listed this movie and everyone listed like that as a synopsis with the idea, which sounded amazing to me, right? In its own right. Like, you can think of that going into a dramatic or into a comedic sense, and it can work either way. And I was interested to see what an Ozu comedy looked like, because I hadn't seen him do comedy yet. I've only seen his dramatic movies. And it makes a lot of sense to me now why a lot of people compare Ozu to Wes Anderson. Just in the way he views comedy. Wes Anderson is a lot more goofy about it. But Ozu has that same stilted sense to his comedy, where he almost thinks something is cute funny, where he see kind of like the flatulence jokes, where he doesn't have someone laughing out loud at it. It's not something where you then see something crazy happening in the background. It's this tiny little thing that occurred between him and his three friends, and it's for them to chuckle right there in the moment, and you chuckle with them, and that's all it ever is. It's never anything bigger than that. And I like it for that. But this movie actually is more than just the children having this silent strike. There's this whole other ecosystem going on in the community of all of the adults, and the children just become a part of that, of what's going on as it relates to a woman, let's say, accusing people of not paying their dues for whatever community setup they have, and just people gossiping around there, being like, this woman bought this thing and we think she stole money. And the children's silent strike kind of just gets into the middle of all of that and makes it bigger. And for a short while, I thought this was going to be one of those movies where that just becomes even more and more just bloated as to an issue that creates in the community in the way that maybe a Lars von Trier movie would have done it. But it didn't get that far. It actually fell closer to my expectations of what an Ozu movie feels like, in that eventually you get to that point where it's about people contemplating what they're doing with their lives. When you get to that moment later on where you have... It's not even a conversation.
While they're contemplating, do they sit on a branch?
Nope. There are no branches.
And are there any pigeons
in there? No pigeons. There are televisions.
are there seasons involved?
Nope. Actually, he has a lot of movies which titles have seasons in them. I never thought about doing the whole seasons.
Good.
But we're going to see how that goes. Douglas, this is your first encounter with Yasujiro Ozu.
Yes, it is.
What say you? One film down.
I straight up love this movie.
The fuck?
Oh!
Is this a Twilight Zone?
So, this movie is funny as shit. Tavian is looking at me like I'm a crazy person and I don't understand why.
What's happening?
This movie is so good. So, first of all, let's even... Before we talk about how funny it is and the various layers that there are, let's just talk about how this movie looks. This movie is... And I never thought, I never made the connection, but you're absolutely right. That connection is there with Wes Anderson. This movie is so pretty. And the way that he... His color palette and... The way that the scenes are shot and framed are great. Okay, so I need to stop because I really am confused. What is happening here? Damien, do you like this movie?
He does not. Look, the general assumption on this podcast always is that I can do whatever I want, but you two must agree.
Dog. Feels like I stepped into it. It feels like because I admitted that I like Star Wars, feels like you're fucking with me. Like, I'm hearing you say the words, but I do not believe you. Damian, the things you're saying.
I mean,
this movie sucks.
For instance, right? In this thing opens up with me trying to figure out what the hell is going on with these children and this pushing thing and this horn thing until I realize that that sound effect is actually them farting.
Yep.
And I thought I
wasn't
hilarious.
Funny the first time. Guess what? 48 times later.
And then when the youngster who is half the size of everybody does it, it's a higher pitch, which is...
Yeah, that is so funny. Dumb. Oh my god, I'm just laughing thinking about it.
And then just the interplay between the two children that go on the silent strike.
Hey, what about the child who, because he can't fart, he keeps shitting himself every morning? And his mother has to buy a washing machine. That is awesome. Hey, how about the movie starts and it's about a woman accusing another woman of stealing money? And then it moves on from there and like, well, I guess this is what this movie is about. Except no, it's not about that. Yeah. And then it becomes about TV and not wanting to watch TV.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from.
And then the movie ends and I'm still as bored as I was when the movie started because this movie sucks.
Damian has a little bit of a point, but that's one of the many reasons I love this movie. It's just, it's disorganized and it moves all over the place.
Wait,
it's kind of like...
You just said Jackie. In a podcast you didn't hear because you'd never listen to that podcast.
Yeah, don't listen to that podcast.
Because it's the one where we review Star Wars. That's the title of the podcast. He said he didn't...
Star Wars Apology.
Right.
That's the title.
He said he didn't like Jackie because it was disorganized.
No, there were many other reasons. But
yeah.
When you don't like a movie... It's
right.
Just find things.
Right. Kind of like this movie that Mesut Ozil did.
It's kind of like a bustling city. You've got what looks like a lot of disorganization. You don't know what's happening. People are running all over the place. They're trying to get to it. But there is a heartbeat, a motion to them. Mm-hmm. No, but this movie really did remind me of things like, let's say, the Marx Brothers or that ilk of comedy where, you know, you could see 10 people, just 10 doctors go into a room and say, doctor, 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 like that kind of just dumb foolishness. And
you're the harshest critic of stand-up comedy I've ever met. And yet you sit here.
Speaking of which, I watched most of a Catherine Ryan stand-up today and it wasn't bad. I didn't mind it.
You're not going to distract me from my point. This movie isn't funny.
This movie's great. This movie, right? I love, as I said, I love the interplay between the two boys. The sort of just dumb one-upmanship as well as the aping that goes on between them. It's hilarious, and in particular, and this is a cheap trick, but if you have a really small, cute child do dumb things, it's going to be funny.
Yep.
All right. And so it's, as I said, it's cheap, but it does work. Mm-hmm. And then you have all the other thing that's going on. The adults and their drama.
Damien,
and
look me in the eyes and tell me you didn't love the scene of the older lady chasing away the salesman.
That is it. That is the only scene. Her, just her going for the knife and going, give me the pencil. Like, uh-huh. And then the rest of the movie just...
Yeah. This movie, I mean, in a way I understand why Damien doesn't like it.
Because it's not good. Or funny.
This is going to be a fun five.
Or good.
Five,
but mostly not funny.
No, the thing is, right? When you said... You've still got me scared. So for a second there, after I watched this movie, I was like, oh, I might enjoy this marathon. Mm-hmm. But you said something that's gotten my radar up, which is that, oh, this is not what I expected based on all of the Ozu that I have watched. I expected some serious dramatic stuff from him. No. That's what I was expecting.
He has some comedies, and there's one other I've put in here.
Seriously worried about, because I'm sometimes...
This bad man, you get shot.
No, we're done talking about that, though.
No way. I remember, that's the first song I knew T.I. from.
It's very sad that I also knew T.I. from that. Speaking of which, this movie sucks.
This movie's great. But yeah, so I'm a little concerned now, Andrew, that... Depending on how serious this man goes, because I don't know what it is, but Japan and serious sometimes don't create greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they go down a rabbit hole that is... It's like the whole, as you go down, gets tighter and tighter. And eventually, if you keep trying to push through, as they always do... You get to a stage where you just get stuck and can't move and wish you would die. That's what sometimes watching...
You've just described my feelings of watching this movie.
But this movie, I love this movie. It's... Why? It's so good. There are no words to describe the light-hearted happiness that I feel upon watching this movie.
You enjoyed watching small children be dicks.
Yes, I did.
Cool. Andrew, do you have words? I know I'm going to regret this.
I like this movie. I definitely don't love it as much as Douglas. No. it has its charm to it. It feels like a movie that I want to watch again. Because I want to get more into... Not so much the children aspect, but the rest of that community as to what's going on.
I can tell you. Anything you want to know, ask me about any of them. There's a drunk man that keeps mistaking his house for another person's house. There's him. There's the next man that isn't quite yet retired, but is dreading his retirement. There's him. There's the maids that are helping out. And then there's the wives that work, but you never see what they do for work. But they kind of act like maids anyway.
I love how
there's a man that farts and the woman walks into the room, which was hilarious zero times. Yeah. And then it's the children.
I've been told I have a particular weakness for fart jokes.
Yeah. And then there's the old lady that forgot that she got the money and then gave it to her and resents her daughter for marrying this awful man. And she thinks she's hot stuff. And there's the teacher who's giving a man something to translate. And then there's the translator who spends weeks at a time translating and also has little boys helping him for reasons that I cannot begin to understand. And they should love each other because they're the only two young people in the movie. But I guess they'll never find each other until that final train station. And then there's the teachers in the classroom, both the young boy and the old boy, and they're not talking. So the teacher punishes them both. But there's no ramifications for the punishment. And there's the police officer we see once, who doesn't run down two young boys who are running up and down steps. So those are all the people in the community.
But Demon, I think what I'm getting from you is you don't like this movie. I might be wrong.
Hey, raise your hand if you watch this movie twice. Oh, that's me with my hand raised. Watch it the first time going, this shit sucks. And then sat down the second time going, all right, Ozu, prove me wrong. And boy, he didn't. Just so double down.
When
on
you said you watched it
bitch.
Twice, is it that you watched it a few years back and then, or did you watch it and say, you know what, something's my mind is broken. I'm going to watch it again.
I said last week, I'm glad that we have this plan now because I can attack these movies. I've always wanted to watch them. Right, watch them, give them time, and then watch them again closer to the thing. So I actually watched this movie about 2 weeks ago. Hated it then, and then sat down yesterday, a Sunday, where I could have been watching, I don't know, Rogue One another time, and then sat there going, all right, Ozu, let's do this. And boy, I do not like this movie. This movie is not funny. I know you find fart jokes hilarious as you're 3 years old.
But I liked when you met the guy. I liked when you met the guy who apparently taught them all of these fart jokes, and he had a tuba sound. That's the only credence I'll give the fart jokes.
Yep.
Just sitting staring at this movie in disbelief that it's so bad.
I thought it was dumb that so the children that went on the strike. Mm-hmm. I keep wanting to say hunger strike, but the silent strike.
TV strike.
The TV strike.
And they learned their lesson, right?
Yeah,
if
they
you
did,
shut up long enough,
they got
your parents will buy you a TV. Great life lessons.
Essentially, at one stage, the mother's like, I'm going to have your father scold you. And they're like, oh, yeah? And then she's like, yes, here he is. Scold him. And he just the father just stands up and says, pretty much.
You've been scolded.
Yeah.
Like, we won't talk for 100 days. And the mother's like, thank sweet Jesus.
Sweet Christmas.
Yep. Also, all of that hilarious. Just rolling in my couch. Tears coming out of my eyes. Not wanting to kick my TV at any point. This movie is shit.
This shitty movie.
It's
great.
It's so bad.
I love this movie.
Like, this movie is so bad, I wanted to hate his other movies just out of contempt for this movie. Like, the others that I saw, like, retroactively hate them because of how much I dislike this movie. Right? This, like, after watching the first time, I deleted it. I'm like, I know what? And then I'm like, you know what, Damien? Don't be like this. Watch it again. Download it only to delete it. This shitty. Sunday, my friend's like, oh, what is that? I'm like, don't watch that. Listen to me carefully. Nothing that man makes, you're going to watch. That's why I put it in a separate section. There's a movie section, there's a TV section, and then there's a podcast movie section. Do not watch anything inside of that. Right? That is off limits. Leave it alone.
That is the PTR.
My sister is like, no, but these are the only new movies you've added. Don't. Find something else. We'll watch Man from Uncle instead.
It's like
and enjoy ourselves. Yeah. Because this movie sucks. And I hate it. Like a lot. Like nothing happens in it. Two children shut up and they buy them a television. Nothing happens in this entire... God damn it, Douglas. Douglas, why? Fart jokes, Douglas?
Fart jokes.
You're a grown man.
I'm curious.
Apparently, you've never met Douglas.
When we were laughing at the Ozu thing, I'm like, yes, a kindred spirit. His dumb name. Can just keep screaming Ozu while Andrew's like, this Japanese director and his profoundness. Is so profound that I was profounded away.
Profundity.
Like, right, we're just like, Ozu. Ozu, Ozu, Ozu. But instead I come here and it's like, fart jokes and I'm done. So right. Sure, I watch stand-up comedies with my arms folded because these guys can't make a funny joke. But if they farted once, I'd be there.
That's why I like Bill Burr.
Definitely. He farts a lot on stage.
Yeah, he does.
You're a sick, silly man. Andrew, sorry. I couldn't stop.
That's okay.
Couldn't help myself.
It's okay.
Fuck this shitty right. movie. Shitty
I know,
shit.
I know it happens to you from time to time.
Damn it.
You get overtaken with emotion of hatred. God, like, it's weird. Sucks. Like, if you love a movie, you're not this passionate about it, talking about
because
it.
Because I
you
know
hate
what happens
movie.
When I do that. Right? People take my love out of context and mock me for it. Right? So I did this with 2012, and you guys are like, I hate Damien so much. That movie sucks, boss.
I think he put it as number
one. It was number
one.
And I still love everything about that movie.
All right, now I know this is a stupid question, but did that movie actually come out in 2012? I can't remember.
Yes, it did.
Okay, cool.
I think they planned that one.
Yeah. Timing is everything.
We know what these guys need.
Mm-hmm.
They need to agree that this is going to happen.
Yep.
And we're going to show them how so they know how to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Yes. Anyways.
I did it with Mad Max and with the Bone Tomahawk and Hunt for Wilder. Hunt for Wilder, people. I listened to that podcast and I was ashamed of myself. This is not a review. This is just me and Douglas jumping up and down like it's Christmas.
Sweet Christmas.
Right. Just Tupac jokes. Lord of the Ring
jokes.
I've
counted one so far.
And we barely talked about the movie at any point. We're just like, God damn,
multiple
this movie.
Occasions, Andrew. Multiple instances.
So anyways, that's the end of Ohio.
You didn't really give a review. You're just like, I like it less than Douglas. And then I jumped in and started screaming.
Yeah.
Like, my apologies. I do not like this movie.
Like, I mean, I'm kind of there. Like, not with you. Like, I'm where I said. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm,
he's kind of there with me.
I'm in the with middle the of right this movie. Person. Right? There are things that I like about it, and there are definitely things that I'm not 100% sure of as to exactly how everything falls down. And I'm interested to go back to kind of cement some of those things.
Don't worry. When you watch it, you'll like
it. Yeah. No, I love it. I like it. No.
Yeah, there you go. You love it.
Fans of the genre.
Fans of... If you like this kind of movie...
You like this kind of movie.
Then you like this kind of movie. It's... Like... As I said, I wanted to start off with what his version of a comedy is because I didn't know. I hadn't seen anything that he had dubbed a comedy yet before. And it was an interesting watch nonetheless. So... That's the end of Good Morning. Mm-hmm. That's one down.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll be back with
Tom approved.
His 1953 film, Tokyo Story.
Yep. Spoilers, it's better than this one.
It involves Tokyo.
Spoilers, I have a feeling I won't like it.
There are less fart jokes in it.
Yeah, significantly. みのるちゃんね、おなら上手になったら口聞かなくなっちゃったよ。学校でも一言も口聞かないんだぜ。5、6、7、8、1。